The Democratic Alliance in North West will write to the convener of the Interministerial Task Team, Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, requesting her to present a plan of action on how services will be restored to municipalities across the province. This follows the appearance of Minister Dlamini-Zuma before the ad hoc committee on Section 100 intervention on Monday, where she conceded that ANC political infighting is paralyzing service delivery within municipalities, but that she will leave it at that. Her careless attitude about the water shortages, overflowing sewer, and poor waste management is characteristically callous. But the fact that the apathy is not called to order also reflects the ANC leadership disregard to the suffering Northwest residents that they have to endure as a result of the ANC's failure to govern. In its progress report presented to the committee, the appointment of the heads of Department for Health and Social Development are regarded as a progress made, despite the fact that these two individuals were found to be underqualified to fill these positions. The conditions of local municipalities of Gqeberha River, Tswahing, Ditsobotla, Ramucheri, Moloya, Ratlo, Matlosana, and the district municipality of Dr. Ruth Segomotsi Mompati are listed as critical. The minister admitted that these seven municipalities are in ICU due to the ANC factionalism, but offered no solutions on how the instability in local government would be addressed. The purpose of the intervention was to achieve overall improved governance within provincial departments and municipalities to enable them to deliver the services they are constitutionally obliged to deliver. Given the current state of the provincial government, this outcome has not been reached. It is now time for the ANC to step aside so that the DA can get things done.